Hello and welcome to Odd Tricks Reviews. I'm Derek Mardinian, and right now we're going to take a look at Colorblind. I've noticed the number of color-changing deck routines on the market is always in constant supply. Just from looking through magazines, catalogs, and such, it always seems like there's a new one that comes out with a relatively short amount of time. And I think part of the reason for their success, this type of routine, is that, first of all, the premise of the routine is typically pretty easy for audiences to follow. Most of them are pretty easy to perform, and each one's got a special little gimmick or little something to it that makes it intriguing to magicians. And basically the case that we have here with Colorblind. Matthew Johnson's Colorblind's got a few other things going for it as well, though. For example, at the end of the effect, the deck is completely reset. How does that sound for you workers? Also, the color-changing card case, which it's almost an afterthought when you perform the effect in the presentation, but it's still really cool. It's very simple, and it's a fun finale for this routine. And also, presentation-wise, Matthew has this thing ironed out like a sail. It's not going to be the presentation for everybody, but is a great leaping point for people that are looking to create their own successful presentations. Of course, nothing's perfect. Colorblind isn't without its drawbacks. Angle-wise, you could almost perform this effect surrounded if it weren't for the color-changing card case. Matthew teaches you ways that you can sort of minimize your risk so you don't get caught with this, and it confirms the fact that you should at least be able to perform this in typical walk-around restaurant performing arenas without much fear, and he gives you a couple tips on how to do this. Also of note, while the cards themselves aren't gimmicked, at the end of the routine, the cards do go back into the case, which is how it sort of works out presentationally. You don't have to do it that way, but it finishes off the reset. So performing it as is, you're probably not going to be performing another card effect with this deck. You could, because the cards aren't gimmicked, but just saying, that's how it goes presentationally. You can sort of fidge with it to make it work for you. Bottom line, aside from a few mild angle issues, this is a terrific opener that's relatively easy to learn. It's packed with magic, and I think this one's got a wide commercial appeal. Now, if you're a magic dealer and are interested in carrying this product, you can contact Murphy's Magic Supplies at 916-853-9292, or you can visit them on the web at murphysmagicsupplies.com. For all other product reviews, you can check out itricks.com/reviews. And if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for future product reviews, you can send an email to Derek@itricks.com. Until next time.